Stop 9. Big Oak. On your left is a large red oak tree, one of the biggest in the sanctuary. This tree is over 90 feet tall and 100 years old, and was here when Teddy Roosevelt was President of the United States. Around this tree are other oaks. Can you find them by similar bark? Reach out to explore the tree trunk. Give the tree a hug if you like. The bark is relatively light-colored as trees go, and is divided into small pieces called plates. Tree bark changes shape as it ages, much like our skin. When a tree is young, its bark is smooth, like a baby's skin is smooth. As it grows older, the bark roughens and takes on characteristic shapes. Very old trees will have bark in a third stage of growth, which is how dendrologists, or people who study trees, determine whether a forest is old growth, that is, never logged. All of Broad Meadowbrook's forest has been cut at some point, and the oldest trees date back to the mid-1800s. Large trees are important because they provide food and shelter for insects, birds, and mammals. The forest is transitioning here to a more open area and abounds with large oak trees. Oaks are valuable in a forest for many reasons. Can you guess one? If you said acorns, you are right. Acorns provide food for many animals, including squirrels and chipmunks and deer, but also birds and insects. Here are some facts about acorns. Blue jays and some woodpeckers will hide acorns in favorite places for later use, burying them or stashing them in tree hollows. A blue jay can hold up to 3 red oak acorns at a time in its bill. Red and black oaks take 2 years to grow acorns. White oaks take just a year. Some years the tree may produce a lot of acorns. Trees seem to know what their neighbors are doing, and some years all the trees in an area may produce a lot of acorns. This is called a mast year and is a bounty for wildlife. We know it is a mast year when there are a lot of acorns on this part of the trail. Be careful when you walk, especially in the fall, as acorns can cover the trail like ball bearings. There is a bench just beyond the tree on the left. If you like, take a few minutes to sit and listen to the brook flowing gently beyond you. You may hear rustling on the ground from the many chipmunks that live in this part of the woods. Chipmunks are members of the squirrel family that create underground burrows with several entrances. You may hear them scurrying through the underbrush, squeaking loudly just before they run away. If a chipmunk suddenly disappears, its doorway is nearby. Chipmunks also have an alarm call that sounds much like a bird, but can be repeated tediously for several minutes. Listen for a few moments. Have any chipmunks spotted you?
Travel directions to stop 10. Continue down the trail, keeping close to the rope on your left in order to avoid large rocks in the trail. Further on, another bench sits across the trail. The trail begins to slope downward, and a large oak on the left at a very rocky section signals that you are passing through a low stone wall. Continue about 20 feet to stop 10.